Chapter 5, Devotional 8, Lessons on Work from a Father, Calling and Purpose. In John chapter 8, verses 38 and 12, verses 49 to 50, we read, "I tell the things which I have seen and learned at my Father's side, and your actions also reflect what you have heard and learned from your Father. This is because I have never spoken on my own authority or of my own accord or as self-appointed, but the Father who sent me has himself given me orders concerning what to say and what to tell. And I know that his commandment is and means eternal life. So whatever I speak, I am saying exactly what my Father has told me to say, and in accordance with his instructions." When you ask people about their first job, where and when they learned their first lessons about work, conversation usually centers on family. We often learn our basic lessons about work from our parents. As a young boy, I followed my dad wherever he went. We crawled under the car to change the oil or do repairs, climbed the ladder to install a TV antenna, and squeezed under the kitchen sink to fix a leaking faucet. We cut trees and burned trash. We went to construction sites to install electrical service, lights, and power equipment. Reading today's verse, I realized that, like me, Jesus learned critical lessons about work from his Father. You see Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 49. On the third day of their homeward journey, after celebrating the feast of the Passover, Joseph, his earthly father, and Mary discovered that Jesus was missing. They returned to Jerusalem and found 12-year-old Jesus sitting in the temple, listening and asking questions. When they asked why he did this, his answer was simple and matter-of-fact. "Why did you look for me? Do you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" The Gospels tell us that this behavior or mindset stayed with Jesus throughout his life in ministry. He was always doing his Father's business, what he saw God do and what God told him to do. Regardless of the source of your first lessons about work, I encourage you to commit today to turn to your Heavenly Father and ask Him to teach you about work. Ask Him to tell you His will, desires, and plans for your work. Ask Him what to do and how to do it. Be like Jesus and go to work on God's business. Engage your faith at work and accomplish His will for your life. Lord, thank you for the many lessons that you have taught me about work. Thank you for helping me to imitate Jesus and for giving me a spirit of excellence. Help me listen and obey instructions of the Holy Spirit so that my work glorifies and honors you. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.